we have this expression, who gave himself for us. The Lord Jesus, who gave himself for us. My brother already brought the thought, but the question we could ask, are we enjoying the grace, the true grace of God in which we stand? Are we enjoying it today, right now? We certainly wait for the coming of the Lord Jesus for different reasons. We are awaiting that with great expectation, but in the meanwhile, do I enjoy the grace of God in which I stand? Do I enjoy the person of the Lord Jesus Christ? Many things have been discussed and many things go in my mind, but I want to pick one or two. Verse 11, we have this grace. There are things that can hinder the enjoyment of this grace. We spoke about it. It's the flesh in us. If we think we are something, if we think we are worthy, we won't go to Christ for grace. If once a believer, we think we are something and we are in a Christianity that, what was the expression? Goal, objective oriented Christianity, result oriented Christianity. If I think I have to prove something to God or my fellow believers, it will hinder me in enjoying grace, because that's not grace. Grace, to repeat it, is realizing what I am. Nothing, just like Paul, I'm chief of sinners, and receiving what God gives me. And out of that, love fills my heart and desire to do what pleases him. We spoke of the fear of God. Fear of God is this fear of doing, is this desire not to do things that would displease him and do things that will please him. And it's exactly what verse 12 says. It says, denying these things, it's displeasing God. Looking for these things, it's what God is looking for. I have to grow. We quoted this verse a couple times. We have to grow in the grace and knowledge of the Lord Jesus Christ. And growing in the grace of Christ means I understand who I am on one side and what he did for me, what has been given me. If I do not understand grace clearly, I will not have the strength nor motivation nor will to do these things that pleases him after verse 12. Grace first. Grace is needed. We need to abound in grace, each of us, to walk forward and enjoy that grace. Notice in verse 12, denying impiety and worldly lust, there's a decision to be made. We spoke about the difficulty of our times, and not only for young people. Yes, for young people. Yes, for each of us. All of us, I'm sure, we can make a vote. We have in our pockets that one thing that will rob totally your appetite for Christ and the Word of God. Totally. The first, I don't want to go into the chemistry of the brain and whatever in the flesh and all these things, but the moment you open something that triggers in your mind, you know, this dopamine and satisfaction and all these things, forget about reading the Word of God and enjoying it after. It's so boring, paper with printed letters on it after. It's so hard and boring to stop and meditate the Word of God when I can go on this thing or that thing which will feed me immediately something satisfying for a short moment. I'm not saying it's sinful, but sin too is fun for a short moment. Then you pay for it after. You know, if we behave like that, it's making the grace of God a cheap thing. Oh, thank you for being saved. And then you go with your thing that pleases you. It's making cheap the grace of God. You know, the Lord Jesus said, if your eye is a source of stumbling, just pluck it out. Cut your hand, cut your feet. Not literally. Please don't do that. Okay? But yes, do it as a picture. Is this thing that in your pocket robbing your appetite for Christ, making a stumbling block for you to grow in the grace and knowledge of Christ, and then enjoying his person and desiring his return? Throw it
away.
Oh, hey, brother, we need it for this and that. I gave it to my children. You gave it to your children. I'm not judging you. I'm just saying, parents, if you're struggling with that thing and you give it to your children, you think they are mature enough to be better than you on this? What? We have to be careful. All these things are cutting, robbing us this enjoyment of the grace that is there that we have studied. And when it says denying, have we said no to something we want to have? Have we denied of ourselves something at one point? It hurts, but it's for our good. Denying! If you're a young brother, a young sister, and you're struggling, I'm sorry, but there's no 25 things you can do. There's no miracle about it. Denying. Denying yourself the thing that hinders you for growing in Christ. Denying. And then replacing it with those positive things. Running after them. You find yourself after 3 or 4 days of life is so boring, I don't know what to do. A new appetite for the things of God. For the person of our Lord Jesus Christ. He who gave himself for us. Am I enjoying now the person of Christ? If not, may the Spirit of God help us to have our eyes open on what is robbing us this enjoyment of the one who gave himself for us. We have to grow in the knowledge of grace and the knowledge of the person of the Lord Jesus to enjoy him. He loved us. It's verse 11. It's the grace that has been manifested. And then after that, he might redeem us from all lawlessness. Verse 12, first part. And purify to himself a peculiar people zealous for good works. Verse 12, second part. The Lord Jesus has done that because he loves us. And I want to finish on this thing. The Lord Jesus loves us so much we have no idea. He gave himself first on the cross to have us with him. And he longs to have us with him in heaven. To know each other to the infinite. This relationship. If you're discouraged and you look to yourself, as we have said, when we look to yourself, it casts us down. Forget yourself. Look to the one who loves you so much. He smiles at you. He wants to give you all the words of encouragement. He wants to tell you, go on. Whatever you did, whatever you think you are, he gave himself for you. He loves you. And he comes to take you with him very soon. He doesn't, oh, the Lord Jesus loves everyone. And I'm a drop in the ocean of all those he loves. No, no, no. Just you. He loves you personally. And if you had been the only person, you're not, but if you had been the only person who needed his work at the cross to be saved, he would have come just for you. That's the grace that has been manifested and has been given to us. And may the Lord help us to enjoy that grace and enjoy this person, his person, and look up to him who comes soon to take us with him.
Amen.